Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Hi, we're live from KXXT 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. I am not Dave Isaac. Dave Isaac is on the road today following the Stanley Cup playoffs, so he's not with us today. This is actually Laurie Battaglia.
And I'm Joe Battaglia.
And we're the hosts of Coach's Corner, so it must be the second Monday of the month at 2 o'clock,
indeed,
as Dave always says. And we're part of the Breakthrough Thinking lineup, so we will be covering for Dave today. All right, Joe and I are co-owners and co-creators of Living the Dream, as we said. And Joe, why don't you tell folks about why anybody would want to hire a coach?
Well, it just depends. If you have a problem achieving your goals, there's as many types of coaches as there are problems. If you're having a problem with your career, if you're problems with your relationship, dating, plenty of dating coaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness, if you're having trouble losing weight, just can't quite seem to get yourself where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having trouble with money, you don't. There's many reasons down that road. Those are all reasons for seeking a qualified coach. As well, if you need clarifying in some portion of your life, something that's challenging you. I know a very good grief coach,
mm-hmm,
who can get you through difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Again, money, you're having difficulty thinking you're not good enough to make the kind of money you want to make, you know?
A lot of people have that issue.
A lot of people have that issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons why you would want to get a coach.
Okay. Okay. So coaches help people jump hurdles that they would have a hard time doing by themselves.
Yeah. As we've if you're a regular listener, you've heard a little bit of this before. I always like to say that if you're having trouble and you're you can't function properly, well, that's you want a counselor, you want a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have problems, coaches are going to bring you from functional to optimal.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get to the point where you're really performing at your best, seek out a coach. They'll help you get there.
That be the best you can be kind of thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So so what have you seen showing up lately in coaching around you?
I think recently what we're seeing is typically women who are type A,
mm-hmm,
personalities, a real need to strive, and they're sort of at a crossroads. They're sort of at a point in their career or their life where they need to make a change,
mm-hmm,
and they just don't know how to make that change. It's difficult when you're in the middle of a problem. You know, it's sort of like a fish in water. You don't know you're in water. You know, it's hard to see beyond where you are, to see a clear road ahead, a clear avenue to go. So we see lots of them,
mm-hmm,
certainly. Personally, my passion is committed couples who have lost their spark, that thing that they had when they were honeymooners. They want to get it back.
Mm.
I've been down that road. I know how to get there.
Indeed.
So mainly right now, it's the kind of women who just driven women who need to make changes in their life,
mm-hmm,
don't quite know how to get there.
Do you think that's because women have, you know, I could go down a lot of paths with that. Why do you think more women show up than more men show up?
Oh, well, I'm sure there's women, of course, there's the old joke, you know, with women will stop for directions. Men, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of. I hate to say it, there's a lot of John Wayne fans out there, but you know, John Wayne's a silent,
mm-hmm,
strong, silent type that aren't going to be asking for help. It's hard to ask for help.
It is.
You know, whether you're male or
absolutely
female, but it's a little bit easier if you're a female to,
yeah,
ask for help. And really, that's, you know, you got to realize that you're, there's a lot of people out there, and a lot of people, a lot of coaches, who are just, I want to say dying, but they're they just really that's their passion. They want to help you. There's no shame or anything else in asking for help.
Yeah,
it's maybe the hardest part of it.
Yeah,
is getting over that block that I can do this myself. Well, maybe maybe not. Or you might do better. You might do better with a coach.
Yeah, so many programs that are out there these days. If you even think about Weight Watchers, there's the online version, and that appeals to some people.
And
I think that appeals to a lot of men.
Yeah.
And then there's the version that's traditional, where you go to a meeting once a week and you have a support system built in, and
that's
you
it.
Hear a conversation about it. And so different strokes for different folks.
Different folks,
yeah.
It takes a very particular person, a very disciplined person, a very steadfast person who can guide themselves through a problem successfully. And like the point you brought up with Weight Watchers, there you have a much greater. I mean, there's a reason why Weight Watchers is so successful. It's because they do supply that support to get you where you need to go. Personally, talking from personal experience, I tried that online one and failed miserably. The only time I've really been able to successfully do that is with some sort of support system behind me.
Yeah, you actually did work with a health coach there for a while.
I did. Yeah.
Coaches do work with coaches. That's
sure. We're people just like everybody else. Yeah.
Exactly. And so we were deciding what to do for our show today. One of the things that kept coming up around us was people trying to kickstart their careers. So we've got around us as coaches a person that we're mentoring that's 25 years old and trying to figure out how to totally change her career. And should she go back to the things that she always found interesting as she was growing up? We've got another friend that's over 55 years old that is no longer meeting the standards that the employer has put out there because they've upped the ante. And so she finds herself looking. And a little bit later in the broadcast, we're going to have someone that we know named Sammy. She's going to join us on the phone and talk to us a little bit about her recent job loss, which was unexpected. So sometimes you leave your job and sometimes your job leaves you.
Indeed.
Okay. Great. And Sammy will be joining us, and we'll let her tell you a little bit of her story when we do connect her in. We'll probably do that right after our first break. So career kickstarting is an interesting topic. I pulled a couple things off the internet recently that just sort of showed up, and I noticed in the Arizona Republic yesterday, 10 Valley companies hiring workers now. So, and I see it around me, too, that more places are opening up jobs, and these jobs that they listed are everything from restaurant servers to truck drivers to customer service people, management, bankers, you name it, it's out there. So there's quite a few hospital workers.
Indeed.
Quite a few out there. So there are opportunities opening up, whereas a couple years ago it was few and far between. And I noticed that when that happens, people in the workplace get restless.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
So you find sometimes that people will stay put when the economy is poor. People will put up with a lot.
Yeah, they will.
From their workplaces.
Better the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
Yes, it is.
A lot of times.
People stay stuck sometimes.
Yeah.
And they rationalize it with there's no jobs out there. And so as jobs begin to open up, the restlessness comes to the surface. So, Joe, what do you think is some of the biggest challenges that you see when people are struggling with that and struggling with kickstarting their career?
Yeah, it's pretty much just what I just that quote I just made. It's difficult to break out of that to go into something that unknown. You just don't know what's out there, so you fear it, and that's mighty big deterrence to making an unknown step like that. If you're in the situation where you've lost your job through one way or another, then it's overwhelming. It's the emotions of rejection where you've lost your job. It's just you're in the middle of the situation. You're that fish in the water that doesn't you can't see beyond what's right around you, the emotions that are right in front of you. So it's difficult to think clearly,
mm-hmm.
and there lies the rub. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. You can't see the situation clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. There's the point. It's a good point to get a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will see it objectively.
Yeah.
They can see where you need to go much clearer than you can. And indeed, not to talk ourselves out of a job here, but another friend, it's good to talk to
yes.
other people about it because there other people can see clearer than you can because you're in the middle of the situation,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the emotion, and that's a big old cloud, a lot of fog in there. Hard to see out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's those two things. But mostly it's that overwhelming feeling
yeah.
of where do I go now? I just don't know where to go.
Yeah, and it's amazing what people will put up with over time. Mm-hmm. And speaking to a friend recently that was looking at leaving the employer, it's been more than time for her to go, and it's so difficult for people to accept
yeah.
that it's over. It's like with a relationship, it's hard to accept that it's
Indeed.
Over.
That's right.
And time
That's
to
right.
move on.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we talk about career kickstarting, it really involves a lot of things. And one of the best things, or one of the first things that people need to think about is if they're going to leave one job and go into something else, what are those things that they're really looking for? And I think one of the things that we've both experienced with people is that they really do not know for sure what they do want, but they're pretty clear.
Right. It's so many people. They know exactly what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But ask them what they do want, and you get blank stares.
Exactly.
Well, I haven't thought of that. You know, so and there is the point where you have to get clear with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to stumble into the same situation that you're in, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be happy. Over time, if you can get very clear as to what it is that you do want, then you have a much better avenue to get into something that is more to you. You're going to be happy. You're
mm-hmm.
going to be happy in your next job instead of just more of the same.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of people make that move and step out of the frying pan into the fire, recreate the same situation they walked out of. Whether it's jobs or relationships.
Indeed.
It just keeps happening over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney learned from that one.
Yeah.
8, 9 marriages?
Something like
My
that.
My goodness. Same situation, one right out of the other.
Exactly. Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's probably just about time for us to take our first break. And so as we move into that, we'll get all queued up for our friend Sammy.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
And we're back here at 1010 Studios with Coach's Corner. This is Laurie Battaglia.
And Joe Battaglia.
And we are Living the Dream Coaches. And so we're going to ask our friend Sammy to come on the line. She is a lovely person. And we'll get to know her a little bit. Sammy, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Hello,
wonderful.
Sammy.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay. So we just did a little intro here of a little bit about coaching and people kick-starting their careers. And we mentioned that sometimes you leave your career and sometimes your career leaves you. And so, but we know you have bigger and better things to do. So here's a little background on Sammy. We'll let her talk a little bit about how she met us. So do you want to talk a little bit about how we met in the first place?
Sure. Well, it was at IPEC. We had our very first mod. And it was funny because we were just getting to know each other and kind of just get comfortable with the program. Yeah. But at times we had exercises, and I actually got paired off with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of neat because, you know, when you're talking to someone for the first time, you feel, I guess, very conscientious of of what you're saying. And, you know, the exercise was kind of, what is your biggest gremlin, and, you know, what holds you back? And, you know, I told him that at work, there's times I feel I'm not smart enough. I won't forget that, because he really looked at me and just said, like, why would you think that? You know, and it's something that, I guess, just kind of stuck with me. And it went with me throughout work, too. And as I went through the program alongside with you guys, I just kind of grew more and more comfortable with that is just the part of me I took in from childhood. Maybe that, you know, when you got that bad grade and someone might have told me I wasn't smart enough, it kind of stuck. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, no, that was kind of, I won't forget that part with Joe and our classes together. And we had.
I can't think of a single person who, if honestly questioned, wouldn't say that I've had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in their childhood, they've been told, they experienced a point where they just thought, I'm just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just something that's comes with the territory. You know,
yeah, the stories come in, they stick.
Yep, they do.
Unfortunately. And then we carry them forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in our coaching program together. For our listeners, if you don't know what IPEC is, it's the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, and it's where Joe and Sammy and I all took our training for coach certification. So Sammy is a certified coach, but as with many of us, she had a day job. And so recently, in the past couple of weeks, there was an incident, as I would say. There was an incident where she and her boss disagreed, and eventually it ended up that Sammy left the company. And so how many days ago was that now, Sammy?
Well, let's see. It was just last week, Wednesday.
Okay. So we're not even a week into this.
No.
Very fresh and very new. And the way we found out about it was that many of us stay connected on Facebook in different coaching groups, and Sammy reached out for support, like we were talking a little earlier.
Smart girl.
Very smart girl.
Smart girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't go through it alone. It's yes. not necessary.
Yes. So she reached out, and immediately when I walked in the door that evening, Joe said, you have to go read Facebook, and Sammy needs help. And so we talked, and so we asked her if she would come on today since we were talking about careers. So, Sammy, do you want to give us a little rundown of kind of emotionally, where have you been since Wednesday, and how are you today?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question. No, let's see. I went through, and I'm finally settling in, but from the beginning, I went from just feeling hurt, then anger, confusion, you know, trying to get through the acceptance part of everything, and just a whole big mess.
Mm-hmm.
It is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Just last night, being that it was a Sunday, I thought, wow, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and not have a job to go to.
Yeah.
Alien territory, that one.
Yeah, it is still at times, it can still be a little bit emotional.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thinking of the friends that you've made, too, and how we've had routines of lunch and breaks and all that stuff. And then, of course, just with my partner also just feeling kind of, maybe crack a joke like, well, it must be nice to do nothing. And it's like, I get it's a joke, but at the same time, it's like, oh, I'm not ready to hear jokes like that. Cause it's
indeed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in a better place than I am. I'm happy. I know I'll get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice just talking with you guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I do feel a lot more at peace than I did yesterday.
Good.
But yeah, it's still kind of thoughts are still going through, and I haven't signed my severance yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's my agreement, and that's also something that's still hanging over my head. I guess just waiting to hear back because I did reach out.
Okay. Okay. So you're kind of in that neutral zone spot. There's I like models, so you have to excuse me for a second while I sort of tell you this and see if this resonates with you. But there's a good change model that William Bridges has out there, and it has the endings of something and then a neutral zone and then new beginnings. So for you, the ending happened. In some ways, it did happen, but there's other neutral zone things there. It happened Wednesday to some extent. So then there's a break, and then you're in this neutral zone where it's sort of a foot in one world and a foot in the other world. So when we talk to you over the weekend, there's hope of being able to now do this and pursue this coaching full time, but not there yet. So there's some things to wrap up with the old job. There's some emotional things. There's how am I going to interact, if at all, with these folks that I've known and gotten fond of and had friends at work and things, and who's going to hang around, who's going to go, and how am I going to form new relationships, and what difference is this going to make in my life? So that neutral zone is sort of a swirl of, again, like 1 foot back and 1 foot forward, and some days we're more in the backwards and some days we're more in the forward, and then eventually it settles into some new beginning where there's hope and there's joy and there's peace about it and all those kinds of things as we move forward. But depending on how big the change is, that whole process can take anywhere from weeks to years, depending on what the change is in your life, if you think about it broadly. Mm-hmm. So does any of that kind of resonate with you where you are right now?
Yeah, no, I'm so happy you shared that because it just kind of gives me, like, I'm in that neutral state. I like thinking that, and that new beginning is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can really sample it. It's sort of like putting a toe in the water,
Yes.
So what What are you looking forward to out of this move?
Well, I'm you know, of course, my coaching career, and that is something that was always on my mind, even at my day job. So, of course, all of this is just ironic, and I don't know, a bittersweet. I don't know what exactly how to say it, but I am looking forward to really diving into building my coaching business, and, mm-hmm. and I guess that is kind of a huge, scary area as well, knowing that I don't have the financial someone to back me up, I guess, while I go into that. But at the same time, that's just kind of, that's always been on my mind since I started the coaching. So now that I have that, it's just surreal. I don't know, it's scary. And
mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's my focus.
Mm-hmm.
I've started writing, taking some notes as far as even the next, my very first video that I want to shoot.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So if you were to paint the picture of what this perfect, let's not call it a job anymore, let's call it Sammy's love and passion and what she gets to go do every day and get paid for it in some way, shape, or form.
If we could wave a magic wand,
yes.
And everything was perfect.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
What would it look like?
Yeah, what would it look like?
Well, definitely feeling good when I wake up in the morning, having a nice routine as far as exercise and getting myself set for the day. I see myself being a motivational speaker.
Nice.
I really do. And, you know, it's still very new and everything, but that's kind of the vision I'm holding on to, as well as connecting with those that, you know, had similar backgrounds to mine, and really just empowering and getting them out of that feeling of I'm not good enough. Or, I mean, and that's kind of it. I mean, the long term, sure, I'd love to be more on radio shows or even have my own. And traveling to really even speak to those around the world that don't have a lot of support or people to turn to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how real does that feel to you? In other words, if you had to say on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, that is so doable, it's crazy ridiculous, I'm so, you know, I can't wait to get started, to 1, like it'll never happen, where do you feel like right now you are on that scale?
Right now? Mm-hmm. The feeling I'm going to say is about a 7.
Okay. So pretty hopeful.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yes.
Okay.
So you said you really would like to. I'm sorry. I've got to jump right here and start coaching you. So if you said you would really like to be a motivational speaker, what would be the first step that you would do in order to accomplish that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's more me kind of creating my whole messaging. You know, kind of tightening up my story that I can resonate, so that I can resonate with those that may have had similar backgrounds. And then, I guess just really getting clear on my message and brand, which I was not always able to do with the day job.
Uh-huh.
So I think that would be my very first step, and that is what I am working on.
Okay.
Very good. And now you have the time. You have the time, you have the...
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, it's funny, I don't know.
Would you share with the audience what you told us about a goal that you had set for yourself about your age and what you wanted to be doing?
Oh, yes. Well, when I turned 30, which was 4 years ago, mm-hmm. I told myself, and I was at the job that I was just got laid apart from.
Mm-hmm.
I had said, okay, this will be temporary. And I enjoy sciences. That's what my background was for my degree in college. But I did say, by the time I turn 35, I want to be in a career that I absolutely love doing, that it's, you know, by my choice, and it's not just because I need a paycheck, but it's doing something that I really love doing, and I just wanted to feel happy and secure with that. And I'm 34,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm going to be 35 at the end of the year in December, and I don't know, I just think it's kind of that wish I threw out there 5 years ago. And
here it is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
What's that they say? You put it out there and God and the universe conspire to bring it to you sometimes.
To you.
So there
yes.
you are. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
what you asked for is
Yeah. Be very careful.
Be
yes.
very careful.
Yes. Yeah. So, Sammy, we're going to take a little break now and then stay on the line. We're going to come back and continue the conversation after break. And we'll see you all then.
Will do.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions. Real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
And we're back with Coach's Corner. This is Laurie Battaglia.
And I'm Joe Battaglia.
And we are Living the Dream Coaches. And we have Sammy Freitas on the line with us today. And we're talking about careers and kickstarting them. Sammy just recently lost her job and is now considering doing coaching full-time. We know her from our coaching program and our certification. And so we are back with her. So, Sammy, I think what we'd like to start thinking about is, as you decide to build this business full-time, from what you've talked to us about already, you're getting more clear on your message, your branding, who your niche is, all of those kinds of things. So what have you been up to with figuring out who's your target market? Who's your client?
Okay, so I'm going on my story, of course, and where I feel most comfortable and, you know, kind of the challenges that I've overcome. And for me, the audience that I really want to go after or help is those who grew up without parents in their life. I went through my parents having addiction problems and not really being able to be there for me and being adopted mm-hmm. by my grandparents. And, you know, it was a major blessing that I had the grandparents, but deep down inside, not having mom and dad there, that love There's definitely that emptiness, and I think that big underlining, I'm not good enough at times. And
yes.
Boy, am I feeling that gremlin these days.
Yes.
So that's an area that I do want to focus on, and how it's just kind of maybe affected you over the years, even as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help. And the other area that I would like to focus on is those who struggle with their sexual identity and accepting themselves spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Having been brought up in a Catholic upbringing, I had some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of accepting my own sexuality. So that those are the two areas that I'd like to focus on, and just helping these people to really empower themselves and get connected back with who they are on a deep level. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
Yeah, and be able to, you know, live life full out and have the experience that they're meant to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So one thing we know about you is that you've been able to surround yourself with positive people and people that want you to succeed. You have a light about you. When Joe and I met you,
indeed,
that's just
true.
Yeah, kind of beaming out of you,
yeah.
And a real high energy. And so, and I mean that in a not a zzz kind of energy, but a real high spiritual energy coming from you. Very, there's a peace in you that I think you've probably worked really hard to come by, given all the things that have happened. So tell us a little bit, if you will, about your support system. Who, and you don't have to give names, but what kinds of support do you have around you that make it work for you?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for those kind words, and it's always nice to hear. Gosh, you know, I guess for me, the people I surround myself with are always those who are loving and kind and honest. And the coaching lately, just the coaching community, I mean, really, really has been a huge support.
Yeah.
And it is amazing how just, what was it, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it didn't feel long, but it's still, it feels like we knew each other for years.
Yes.
Just in the way that, you know, people do reach out. And, you know, I guess I have a really good indicator on, you know, what to surround myself around, because I do know that those around me have been nothing but support. I have a loving partner. You know, my family... I lost my grandmother, but those that are around are always just, you know, the love has always been there, regardless maybe the addiction problems. My family has a huge heart. And so all of that is really what I thrive and drive myself forward with is pure love. If I can make that connection with someone.
Oh, so important.
Very.
Yeah. Why would you want to surround yourself with anything but?
Yeah.
You know.
True.
Yeah. So when you begin to coach others that have gone through similar situations, and let's say they come to you and they've got nobody and nothing around them right now, what would be some ways that you would ask them to look for that support system? Or how could they find it if somebody didn't have it?
Well, you know, I'm going to go with kind of maybe sharing parts of my story and really sharing that. The only connection you have, first and foremost, is that with yourself. And to really, I guess, encourage them and help them to feel that strength from within. You know, seeing that we are all very much equal and the same in so many regards, that, you know, whatever you may be looking for someone else to provide for you, you have very much inside yourself. And
words of wisdom.
Yes.
I think that would be the first place. And, yes, of course, then to reach out to a community that, you know, they feel, I guess, best fits them, whatever situation they're in.
Yeah, it can be very isolating, I think, especially, you know, tying this back to the career theme, when you step out of a workplace, willingly or unwillingly, it doesn't really matter. You automatically sever some ties with people that you thought would remain, and you make new friends, and sometimes you mourn the loss of old ones. And it's really difficult sometimes to step out of that automatic support system of whatever it was that was around you and feel very lost and alone in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the connecting within and to the more of the spiritual kinds of things that make you feel like you're not alone when you're alone.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to, if you get secure mm-hmm. in your relationship with yourself, then you're never alone.
True.
Very true.
That is very true.
And you have what you need within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that, I know that that's a hard one to put a lasso around, but that is really the truth and the meaning of where happiness truly lies.
Yeah.
If you can grab a hold of that.
Mm-hmm. And hang on to it.
And hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at, too. You know, and yesterday we did speak briefly, and, you know, Joe, you'd mentioned, you know, it's really looking at what it is you do want. And,
yeah.
You know, this... It's funny because this is what I wanted. I mean, I.
mm-hmm.
But boy, I guess I didn't know when I wanted it. But the way that it happened, I had no choice. And boy, I'm stuck with that question now. This is what I want for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just now, you know, getting over that fear of the how.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to make things
right.
work? And, you know, I know once I get through at least signing those papers and putting that behind me, I think I'll feel a lot more
sure.
Free to just kind of jump and dive in.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's that smooth. I know I'm saying it, but that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once the fog clears a little bit, the fog of the emotion of the experience clears a little bit, that's the time.
Yeah.
That's the time you get clear about your objectives and you put paper to pencil, list them, and go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anything stand in your way, and you will achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
You have there's no other way.
Well, and necessity is the mother of invention.
That's
a lot
right.
of times when you are in the situation you're in, where you're like, okay, time to do it, you're going to make it. You know, you're going to make it because the other choice isn't a real good one,
That's
so
right.
you're going to
yeah.
make it.
I once listened to a... It was a seminar, but the one thing that stuck with me about this one particular seminar was the speaker recommended that you burn your bridges, that you set fire to your boat, so to speak, so that you have no choice but to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't leave yourself. For me, that's a little extreme, but I understand the logic to it, you know, where you... You set your sights and you go to it. And
yeah.
You will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You will succeed if you do it that way. You have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. I love that you share that. Yeah, it is definitely scary for me too. But
it is.
yeah.
But no, I feel that. And I'm really thankful, like, again, just to have you guys, you know, coaching me around this and sharing, you know, a lot of the insight that I am not able to see because I'm stuck in the fog.
Yeah,
really helpful. Mm-hmm. I can't mm-hmm. tell you.
See, now you have a label for it. Now you just call it, I'm just in the neutral zone.
That feels really nice to know that those stages. It's not alone. There's the neutral and the new beginning.
And the new beginning. And you'll dip your toe into that new beginning over and over again before one day you'll look back and say, oh my gosh, I'm here, you know. But it's it's almost a backward-looking thing where you feel like, oh, is all this other stuff, you know, the complications, the signing the thing and all the other things we've talked about. Is it ever going to be behind me? And then someday you'll wake up and you'll be like, it is. How about that? I'm fully ensconced in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. So, Sammy, before we go to break, what's one thing that you're most looking forward to, even this week, for the rest of this week? Here we are on Monday. What's one thing you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to say one thing I'm looking forward to is doing my first video. It's something I've been wanting to do even during the day job, and I've been putting it off. And
mm-hmm.
That's something I'm really looking forward to.
That's very cool.
That's very good.
Shooting one little 2 to 3 minute video of just, you know, giving my quick message and feeling that that's going to be the initial beginning to that new beginning thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not to get into the quotes, but you know, the a trip of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that step.
There it is.
Oh, I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to move off to a break. And, Sammy, you can hang on the line if you'd like to hear the rest of the show. And we'll be talking about career kickstarting. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't yep. have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And we're back with Coach's Corner. And so we've just finished up a bit of conversation with our friend Sammy, who lost her job last week, and talked to her about her hopes and dreams for the future and where she is. And those of you who have been through any kind of loss, and that would be most of us, know what it's like to go through the grief process and really somersault through it almost, I think. Go up and down the roller coaster ride. So Sammy is at the very hopeful spot where moments of doubt kick in, but we have a lot of faith in her.
Absolutely.
We've known her for over a year, and it's a really neat relationship. So let's talk a little bit about how a person would kickstart their career. So let's assume for a minute that you are one of those folks that is dissatisfied with work, not happy where you are now. And let's assume for a moment that you're not going out on your own, that you don't have that as an option, but you'll be working for an employer. And so I've been spending a lot of time lately developing a sort of a do-it-yourself kit to put on our website on the internet eventually that helps you go through the steps of what do you need to think about so that you don't take that step out of one dissatisfying job into another dissatisfying job. How do you do that? How do you get clear and have this dream job that you'd like to have and get paid for it. And so the first thing that I think is important for people to do is to get very clear on what their expectations are. And we talked a little earlier about how hard that can be.
It's very hard.
Very hard. And so I'll just throw some questions out there. If you're one of those people that's listening in that are thinking about it, you might want to get a pencil and jot some things down. But the first thing that you really ought to think about is what your working environment would be like. What kind of things do you want around you day by day? So are you looking for quiet or noisy? Are you looking for indoors or outdoors? How do you want to dress on the job? All those kinds of things. What hours do you want? And what kind of general working conditions are you looking for? And when you're doing this, the idea is to really brainstorm it out in the perfect world and then compare jobs that come along to what you've come up with so you can see where your deal breakers are and you can see with the, well, okay, I'm willing to compromise on that thing, but you know, maybe you were really looking for professional casual attire. You were looking for business casual, and they want you to dress professional, and okay, that's okay with you. But you might not be so happy if you wanted to be outdoors all the time and it was an indoor job. So you know what your deal breakers are. So your working environment is important. What kind of leader do you work best for? We like to work for people that we respect. It would be nice if we liked them. It's not a necessity, but it's a great thing when you do like the person that you work for and you respect them as a human being and you respect what they value. So what kind of style do you work best with? And give that some thought. And the next steps would be what kinds of things about work energize and de-energize you. So for me, if I have to do a lot of detail every single day, my head would pop off, as I like to say. I like big picture things. Joe, on the other hand, is a bit more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
absolutely.
That would not bother you.
Not particularly.
Okay.
I could certainly go through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm very extroverted, so I like people around me, and you're pretty quiet.
I'm pretty quiet. Yeah.
So he's okay sitting by himself and doing something.
Me,
not so much. So then start thinking about what kind of coworkers you want around you. A lot of my friends would say, well, I just want nice people. Okay. But do you want them interacting with you, or do you want to be left alone to do your work? Do you want highly educated people? Are you okay with someone who's never finished high school? Just think about those kinds of things as you move into structuring what your ideal job looks like. And then your ideal company, what values do they have? Certainly your personal values come into play here. And if you're a person of high integrity and you go to a company that's not so much, not going to be a good fit. You're just going to feel not great every day. Physical location. Do you want to work in the city? Do you want to work in the suburbs? Do you want to be in Arizona? Do you want to be in Alaska? You know, where's that perfect place for you? And many times these days, the work from home option is out there with certain jobs. So is this a job that could be done from home, or is it where you need to go into a workplace? And then, of course, the things that everybody thinks about, like salary range and vacations and retirement, you know, what kind of benefits are out there. And some of the things that I've experienced, hidden expenses of the job. For example, if your whole business wardrobe is casual and now you have to wear suits, there's some wardrobe costs there. There could be transportation or tolls or parking or things like that that were higher than what you expected. And looking then at what kinds of things will stand in your way. So sometimes there's external roadblocks, like you've got a custody agreement, and it says that you have to remain within a certain territory of your children, or you've got elderly parents, any kinds of those things. What are the things that might keep you stuck? And then what are the things internally that might keep you stuck? So we're going to stop there. If you're interested in something like that, you can reach Joe and I at 888-505-5762.
Or livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love you to go online and look at livingthedreamcoaches.com because it's newly updated and you can see our smiling faces on there. And so usually at the end of these shows, we turn it over to Joe for what Dave calls his monthly rant, but I'm going to call it Cup of Joe, because if you go onto our newly designed website, you'll see his blog there, Cup of Joe, and you'll see mine, Laurie on Life, LOL. And Joe, you wrote a blog for us kind of in honor of our guest today, I think.
Yeah, it started that way. Of course, I don't know. I guess I'm a little weird. I really never know where these things are going to go when I start them.
That's true.
They end up where they end up, and they go where they go. So that's why that's a rant. Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, this one's called The Kickstart. The Kickstart, it's usually a sudden, jarring experience, sometimes expected, even planned. But it marks a clearly delineated change in direction. It's the actual impetus that causes you to make a dramatic change. I like to call them crossroads in the sand. They are periods in your life that, in hindsight, completely change the course of your life. Sometimes they're clearly for the good, and sometimes the benefit's not so obvious. I have a dear friend that just experienced one. She lost a job that she had had for 4 years. I'm sure she feels lost, abandoned, not sure of the direction she needs to go right now. Definitely in need of a little TLC. But she's strong, she's smart, completely capable of making this a positive experience. I feel that this might just be the thing that will allow her to make the changes in her life that down the road will make her glad this happened. Most of the times, these kickstarts just happen without any planning involved, and then you scramble for a way to get out of the mess. They can be as monumental as a child witnessing the death of a parent, or as subtle as a soft whisper of a few words in your ear that only you can hear. They can be as devastating and painfully emotional as a divorce, or as joyous as saying "I do" at the altar on a beautiful crisp October day to the right person. They can be as sobering as a surgeon saying "you need bypass surgery," or as wondrous as holding your firstborn in your arms for the first time. All of these things were staggering crossroads or kickstarts in my own life, and many were not pleasant. They have shaped who and what I am, and in that way, they were all gifts. Yeah, gifts, because each was a lesson in life that caused me to change in a way that's allowed me to see who and what is really important in life. Those lessons are gifts that cannot be purchased at any school or gotten from any book and are therefore priceless. Sometimes you need a kickstart when you're at the crossroads of life. What will it take for you to make some positive changes in your life, in your career, in your relationship? Don't wait until life kicks you in the face. Start the change now.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. And in the few minutes that we have left, any parting words, Joe, for our audience?
Well, I think, it's these changes like these, almost all of them, looking back on them, are indeed gifts. They really are. If you think back into the big changes in your own life, there's always good that comes out of them. So don't look at these changes with a depressed outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the positive side, because mm-hmm. eventually they will be, and you will come to appreciate them.
Very nice. Okay. And again, we'd like to give you our contact information as we wrap up, and it is www.livingthedreamcoaches.com
or 888-505-5162.
And if you're ready to kickstart your life, your career, your relationships, give us a call. We are here to help. We've helped a lot of people. We do coaching. We do VIP days. How about a VIP day for you if you're listening? Wouldn't it be great to spend 6 hours on you and resolving whatever your issues are without anybody else around except for a couple of great coaches? So, give us a call. Tell your friends. Okay, and thanks for joining us here at Coach's Corner today. We'll be back with you next month.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Ridenour, Hinton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hinton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.